Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Forever Dog.
Mandela.
Latrice Royale.
I'm feeling extra glamorous tonight.
Giving everything you got, trying to make it to the top. Never ever gonna stop, even if you get the chop, chop, chop.
Girl, you got the chop.
Don't be a bitter bitch. Just make them eat it, honey.
Welcome to The Chop with Latrice and Manila,
where we give you the weekly recap and rundown of Canada's Drag Race. Who's on top?
And who gets the chop? Chop, 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 chop. Let's chop it up, bitch!
Chop it up. So remembering last week, after looking at the pit crew's junk for the mini challenge, we got to see some iconic fashion moments made from junk. The House of Buraga won the challenge with Rita Baga as the individual winner. Tainomi and Ilona were in the bottom two, and Tainomi sadly went home. So we miss you, Tainomi. We love you. Godspeed.
Yeah, and Tainomi is everywhere now. It's kind of cool because she's on all the interviews. I saw some of her music videos and stuff. She's got her merch out. So I'm still like rooting for Tainomi, and she's not even on the damn show now.
That's good. I mean, she made an impact on all of us. She made an impact. So. Good up the
house. So how's this episode starts, and everyone's kind of feeling about Tainomi. Right.
Everyone's in their feels about it, which is really sweet, and it speaks volumes to her character and her legacy. So keep on keeping on, girl. So you build it, they will come, honey. So it's your field of dreams.
You know, it's like Lemon said, every week it's like they are realizing that they are each other's family. You know, like when you are in these competitions, you get really close to these people. So
absolutely.
It's sad when you have someone leave, and someone that's as important to the family as Tainomi is. So we're in the workroom.
And the next day, Ilona says she really didn't want to have to lip sync against Tainomi. Priyanka says that's disrespectful to the competition, and you don't play the victim card. Like, they get into a little spat about it. Did you feel like Priyanka had a point, or?
I mean, well, this is still kind of like fresh, you know, like that was kind of like the big drama of the Untucked moment. Yeah. So I think that we're at the point where we're addressing it by poking fun at it and making it kind of like a little bit of like, oh, okay, we can laugh about it now. You know, that's kind of like the tone that I was getting with it. Like, be a little shady about it, but we're laughing about it so that we're not taking it serious anymore because we've moved on, girl, right?
We've moved on. That's the important thing. Moving on.
Moving on. A message from Ru. Hello, my queens. Wait. What was I about to say? Oh, yeah. It's all coming back to me now. Near, far, wherever you are. It's time to make a Titanic impression. And if we move on in unison, then love can move mountains. And that's just the way it is.
That was a lot of Celine. That was really, really a good clue phone. I like that. That was good.
Yeah, right? Like, you sometimes like video messages from Rue, you're like, what? I don't know.
They're vague as hell. Right, they're vague as hell.
I have no idea. But this one was chock full of like references. Yeah. I think that, like, you know, as a viewer that's not Canadian, I'm like, okay, everything that happens on the show is Canadian. Like, they don't give a shit. Like,
which so when I'm you, when you, still here for.
So this is really cool. So we know, okay, I know who Celine Dion is, so I know what Rue's talking about today, right?
Exactly.
Oh. Okay. Then Brooklyn walks in, right?
Brock.
Oh, Brock. Yeah. Brock walks in, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Don't forget, that's his porn name, Brock.
Oh. and then I love Canada's Drag Race because I don't care if it's like every single episode they invite in the pit crew, right?
Yeah. Welcome them in. And this pit crew coming in, he has a whole like tray of sunglasses, right, from Bailey Nelson.
Yeah, which Bailey can only mean one thing.
Baby, right? It's my favorite mini challenge ever because I've won them consecutively. Reading is fundamental, darling.
Yes,
and the queen
Gaga.
Of shade, honey.
Okay, the shade of it all.
Bitch, what I learned about these girls is that they look sweet, but they shady as hell. Those reads were bitch.
This is why I love Canada's Drag Race, because you get the sweet and then the salty.
Oh my
combined
god!
Combined in that like perfect like chocolate covered pretzel kind of way.
They're,
like
they're very Sour
I'm
Patch Kids.
I'm just eating this shit up. Yes, sour and then like deliciously sweet.
That's exactly it.
Eat a whole bag, shaking that sour sugar at the very back end of the bag. So. Okay, so Priyanka starts off with my read for Trinity from All Stars 4.
Is that what you had said? I knew it sounded familiar.
Girl, all these reads are starting to sound familiar after a certain
time. Right, like, it's true.
Because they make you come up with these reads kind of on the spot. So, like, if you're not, like, a really good joke reader or, you know, you don't got your phone with you, you can't cross-check to see if that joke was used before. Because I think the girls came up with some good ones. Like,
oh,
they were going in on
they
each other.
They went in.
They were going in on each other.
But Boa, Lemon, can you hold my drink? I always love putting it on a coaster. I was like, bitch. First Christopher was watching it with me. He's like, I don't get it. I was like, a coaster? Like, she's coasting in the competition and she's holding her drink at the same time.
Yeah, that was like the elevated version of Priyanka's joke about the being the filler. You
yes,
know what I mean?
Exactly.
Yeah, it's like, so what's another word for filler? Oh, you're coasting.
You're coasting.
So, yeah, I loved that. I loved
but bitch,
that.
But I was dead. I was dead.
Jimbo came out. Rita Baga. You think that you're all that in a bag of chips, but you're more like a bag of garbage. And then she's like, okay, no, never mind. You're great. You're right. I'm sorry.
In the grand scheme theme, honey. Sorry, not sorry. So Lemon's read to Priyanka. Priyanka, you talk about having sex a lot, but the only thing you're fucking is stupid.
That was so good.
That's so good. Yeah. She slayed for that.
Lemon's reads were fantastic. And so Lemon wins, and she wins $1,000 gift certificate from LAG Concepts for Drag Jewels.
Come on, Drag Jewels.
Yes, you need to have some jewelry, girl.
You gotta have some drag jewels, honey. But today's maxi challenge. The iconic, the one, the only, Snatch Game! Woo! Oh,
this is like everyone's favorite episode. It's like the one consistent episode that we have in every season now since season 2 of RuPaul's yes. Drag Race. Well, except for All Stars, and I guess they switched it up on All Stars now.
Which is good.
But yeah, it's a different game. I love this game because, like, when you get good, it's good. And when you get bad, it's good. Right?
It's true. It's a win-win for the viewer. So yes. Either which way, you're going to be thoroughly entertained by going, what the fuck is she doing, girl? What is that?
But and to be honest, girl, like in Drag Race, sometimes the worst impressions on Snatch Game are the most memorable ones, right? Because yep. they yep. fuck up so hard.
So good. I know I look for that.
But, so this is the first Canadian.
This is the first Canadian Snatch Game. So this is history making right now. Priyanka is feeling the pressure to do well because she has acting experience and enjoys improv. So, you know, by her working on the children's show. So Priyanka as Miss Cleo, Kiara as Mariah Carey, Alona as Rebecca Moore, a.k.a. Cock Destroyer, Jimbo as Joan Rivers, Rita Baga as Edith Piaf, and Lemon as JoJo. I am, like, really happy with these choices. I didn't know, like, a couple of them. Like, I didn't know who Edith was, but I had to look her up.
Edith Piaf is, like, this... Yeah, she... I don't really listen to her music because it's dated because it's like from like the 1900s or whatever, right? It's like black and white photography records, right? So, but she was a big world famous singer from from France. So I thought that was a perfect idea for Rita Baga to do, like, you know, an old legend that, you know, like as the older queen, like letting the children know about a celebrity or an icon that we might be forgetting because we are too worried about Ariana Grande at the moment. But, you know what I mean? and it's really that smart part. Because the bitch is dead and most people don't know her at all. So you can literally make anything up at this point, right?
It's true. It is so true. But I thought her character work was brilliant. Like she, like the makeup, that whole slunch, hunched back of Notre Dame look that she was given. She was really in character. So I was living for that.
Well, but, how about we back it up? So when Jeffrey Boyer Chapman walks into the workroom to do the walk around for the queens, because like there was like. Because some of these girls had multiple options.
True. Prepared. You know? Imagine yeah. that. They're prepared for a change.
Yeah. They had now some of them weren't working, right? True. Like Scarlett Bobo could do either Liza Minnelli or Fran Drescher, right?
Right.
And Boa is thinking about doing either Cyndi Lauper, Rebel Wilson, or Gypsy Rose Blanchard, the girl that faked cancer. I don't know. I had to Google her. Okay. So he goes around and he's like asking them to do. They're like, give me a little bit. Give me a little bit. I don't trust you that you know what you're doing.
Right. Give me a sample. And that. What did she do first? She did Fran Drescher and
Fran Drescher, Mr. Sheffield. Like just a bad. Mr. Sheffield. Oh, that was kind of bad. Can you do your Liza? Liza Minnelli. Oh, Scarlett Bobo looks her no-no. Scarlett Bobo looks her no. Scarlett Bobo. I'm fucking Liza Minnelli. Scarlett Bobo. I'm fucking Liza Minnelli. She's practicing her one line and she's like, I'm fucking Liza Minnelli. The steamer is like falling over. I thought that was pretty funny. But I was happy with what eventually the girls decided
came out to
choose.
Do. Yeah.
Yeah, because so, I would have been mad if Boa did a bad Cyndi Lauper, you know?
Right.
I feel like Rebel Wilson is like a tough one because, you know, Rebel Wilson's a really a funny person. So how can you be funnier than funnier. Rebel Wilson? Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You can't beat the real thing, baby. Okay. Nothing like okay. the real thing. Now we're going to get to the Snatch Game, but we're going to do that right after this break.
Do you love anime, gaming, movies, and discovering how your favorite pop culture affects everything you do? Then join us on Crunchyroll Presents The Anime Effect. I'm Nick Friedman.
I'm Lee Alec Murray.
And I'm Leah President. Every week you can listen in while we break down the latest pop culture news and dish on what new releases we can't get enough of.
Whether you love movies, I'm going to tell you all about the hopeful 4K re-release of Tron Legacy that happens.
I'm right there with you.
Or music. The music in this show is absolutely incredible.
Or anime. Yeah. And under this mask is another mask.
You can discover your new favorites right here on The Anime Effect.
Listen every Friday wherever you get your podcasts and watch full video episodes on Crunchyroll or on the Crunchyroll YouTube channel.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
You've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. The show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore?
Something this audacious and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets. You won't be able to look away.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time.
The question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it?
That's tea. I don't know how I would spend my time. I'd probably get ample sleep, have ample time to sit and do nothing. I love that hobby.
Yeah.
And then time to spend with my family, my friends, my loved ones, and, you know, doing stuff that I love.
I always listen to the end of the Hamilton soundtrack, and they have that song about time, and it makes me, like, cognizant that, like, life is finite, and you should, like, try to appreciate it and then take down time and stuff. But the best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you. And then you make that a priority no matter what.
That's right. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. And one of my friends did it, and she really liked it too.
That's right. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/drag today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/drag.
And we're back to the chat with Manila and Latrice. We are talking about Snatch Game. So we're getting ready to get into this Snatch Game tease, honey. And we have Tracy Melchor on the live red carpet of Snatch Game with She Talk.
Oh, yeah. She is just happy to be there. She's like, heck yeah, I'm part of Drag Race. And she's going to be like the person that they turn to for all their, you know, correspondent, you know, things, right? I think this is like this is the first time I've seen Snatch Game with a red carpet. And I feel like it really helps the girls kind of like get into their character. We did something kind of like this on All Stars 4, but it was after, and it was kind of more for the promotional side of the Snatch Game episode. So I'm assuming that out there they're going to release during this week, like, Tracy's red carpet, you know, clips from that, you know, like I just feel like they have like a bunch of like fun content there for them. I like that. I feel like it helped get the girls into the mood of Snatch Game. Just contestants will be joined by Justin and Colin, a Scottish design duo, who have now emigrated to Canada because they had to make it a point that these guys are actually not born of Canadian descent, that they're actually Scottish, but they have been here for 10 years. So how's it going, Brock asked. I had to rewind that, Latrice, because I was like, why did he say that they're Scottish, but they live... Oh, okay. It's because everyone that appears on the show is Canadian... born, so they had to kind of specify.
Yes, that they are not. They're imposters.
Imposters! Go back to where you came from!
Who stood out for you in Snatch Game? Who stood out?
Well, obviously, Jimbo. I already expected her to do a fantastic job because remember, the weeks before she kind of was doing that Nancy Grace impersonation during the teleprompter challenge.
All
and she
right.
kind of like, stayed in character.
She did.
So I kind of expected her to do well, and I'm so glad that she did Joan because Joan has one of those voices that I feel like every homo has the ability to. Oh, you know what I mean. And so she's slaying as Joan Rivers. And no one has done Joan Rivers on Snatch Game yet.
No, I was thinking about that. I was like, is this the first time that has been done?
Yes!
It seemed like such an obvious choice.
It is. It is. We did have a repeat with Scarlett Bobo as Liza Minnelli.
Yeah. Who did that? Alexis Michelle?
Alexis Michelle did an amazing job. Didn't she win for that, too?
Did she?
Maybe I feel she like did. She won Snatch Game.
I feel like she might have.
I'm starting to lose track of like the
it's a lot place. To keep
yeah,
up
it's
with.
Now it's getting to that point. But yeah, I think she did win. And if she didn't win, she should have won, right?
Right.
So way to go to
she did win.
She did win. Mm-hmm. She did win. We just confirmed, fact checked, Alexis Michelle did win as Liza Minnelli.
And Lemon as JoJo was pretty hilarious.
Now, I'm not familiar with JoJo Siwa, but all they had to say was Dance Moms, and I was like, I'm in.
Yeah, no, yeah. Right? She was totally her. I just watched her on Celebrity, it's like Gogglebox and Couch, where you're watching TVs, and they're watching TV and reacting to it.
So okay.
They have a Celebrity edition, and she was on there, so I just was watching her just the other day ago. But anyway, yeah, she is very that, and she was right on point. Right on point.
I liked it. I really liked it. I thought it was a good way to do a character that maybe not a lot of people knew, but was an over-the-top character already, so that you could pretty much just like kind of act like them.
Yeah.
And that you don't really get like the weight of the expectation of like, you know, picking someone like Liza Minnelli or Joan Crawford, who most people know as like funny characters and all, can also compare you to other drag queens that may have done it in the past or do it locally or whatever. Because I think that's like always kind of like the scary thing, right?
Is totes.
picking the character.
Yeah, because you got to make them funny no matter what. That's the whole goal. And, you know, some girls did well, and then there are some who didn't do it for us. And like, girl. Has Mariah ever worked? Never.
I don't think. Well, Shangela did that lip sync impression with the butterfly headdress, and it was just funny. She was just kind of
that
like
was funny
like,
though, but that
but
was
that
a
was
snatch
like
game.
That was like a that was not Snatch Game.
No,
you know what I mean.
That was not.
See, I think that it can work because Mariah has become such a caricature of herself. You know, she's kind of like a little bit too laid back, and she like has no cares in the world because she's got all the fucking number ones, the best selling female artist of all fucking time. You know, she's outlived Whitney Houston, so she's good, you know? So I feel like she would be a fun character. I just think that Kiara, I think it's more of a nuanced character for Kiara to just kind of go in there. And I know that Kiara was trying to take that big risk, but I think she just didn't make it funny.
And then poor Priyanka, Miss Cleo. Miss Cleo, Miss Cleo. Call me now. I'm just telling you, just like Cleo, the number has been disconnected, bitch, because that was not the tea. You know who the Cleo was better? You remember Milan back in the day did her Miss Cleo video?
Oh, Miss now, her YouTube video.
Yes.
Yes. Please, bitch. Listeners, go check out Milan from season four of RuPaul's Drag Race. She, before Drag Race, she made this hilarious video. She
hilarious.
Made the song. Miss Cleo. Yeah. Miss Cleo.
I don't think you really know.
Miss Cleo, Miss Cleo, Miss Cleo. I don't think you really know. Miss Cleo.
And bitch, it was hilarious, but this was not that. So poor Priyanka. You know I'm a Priyanka fan, but you know, every high must have a low, I guess. And so...
And the thing about it was, is that like coming off of, now I know that when they filmed this, they hadn't seen All Stars 5 with, you know, Alexis Mateos, Walter Mercado.
Right.
You know, but Fifi O'Hara's Teresa, the medium.
Oh, yeah.
From New Jersey.
The Long Island medium.
The long, uh-huh. Yeah, the Long Island medium. Like, that's, if you're going to do that, you have to put that one joke in there. It's expected. It's expected to be like, and I feel like Brooklyn or Brock, while hosting, was even like, are you sure that's what you want to answer? I'm
right.
giving you a hint. I honestly feel like she was feeding her lines and Priyanka was like,
yeah.
I didn't see the host of the show feeding anyone else lines like, hey, Priyanka, come on, girl.
She was trying.
Don't you think that maybe because you're a psychic, you might be able to read the mind of the person who already gave their answer out loud?
You would have to be listening, but she listening to the
she
dead
wasn't
people.
Listening.
She wasn't listening. She was not tuned in.
Now there are other bad girls that didn't really do it for me. But like, I mean, Boa's like cancer girl, like I
oh,
just
that
think,
was just like womp womp.
Yeah, I feel like it was like a wasted opportunity. I liked her look. I mean, sure, whatever, but I don't, and Ilona, I liked Ilona's cock destroyer.
Yeah, it wasn't
Rebecca
bad.
Moore.
Yeah, it wasn't bad, but she did miss some jokes as well. She missed some opportunities.
Yeah, I think that in the beginning she missed a couple, but then like by the end, I thought that she like really warmed up and she was like getting loose with the character. So I liked Ilona, and I thought that she was gonna do like a terrible like bad British accent, but I actually really liked it.
Well, cool.
So it's elimination day. Kiara and Priyanka are both feeling like they're definitely probably going to be in the bottom.
Yeah. See, Priyanka knew already now. Look, Miss Cleo kicking in. Too
yeah,
late, bitch.
Finally.
I hope you know the words to this song, bitch. Where were your feelings then during the snatch game, ho?
Yeah. Like, Kiara, like, definitely, she knows, she's like, I totally fucked that up. Like, she's like, I just kept digging myself into a bigger hole. I got more and more and more and more into it. She recognized that while she was there,
which
she was like,
I
bombing.
Wholeheartedly appreciate. I'm so glad. Like, it's nothing worse than like being like oblivious that you were sucking and you're bombing, you know. But she knew that she did not. This was not her shining moment, you know.
Yes.
Was that
a dig at Kine a little bit?
Read the room, girl. Read the
room. Kiara's like, okay, I just took a big old shit on the stage, and it smells, like, really bad.
And you need to know. And you need to know. But Jimbo talks about having a lonely childhood and not fitting in and learning about the power of good sense of humor. When he got to the 10th grade, he learned how to joke with other kids in school, and that actually, like, opened up this whole new world for him. Like, it's great to come into your own. It's just sad. I feel bad that you had to wait. You had to wait. Like, basically, that's your whole childhood. Like, you're about to graduate in 2 years, you know, grade 10. You only got 2 years left. But better late than never to come into your own, you know. And now he's making it work on a huge scale. Who would have thunk? Who would have thunk?
I feel like as we are able to tell these stories about how hard and difficult it was when we were like in these like high school, like adolescent era, like it's such a weird thing that we kind of don't talk to children about. Like, they don't learn it in school, like, hey, so this is gonna happen when you turn gay or when you realize that you like boys, or you know what I mean? Like, so I think that just Jimbo saying that, I related to him because, like, I was always kind of, like, making jokes. Like, I still do, just to kind of, like, diffuse the, you know, the vibe in the room. But, like, yeah, I think that it's, like, cool. I think hopefully kids out there will, boys and girls will be inspired by this and give them the strength to come into their own a little bit earlier.
Yeah, you know? Absolutely. And we all are just looking for acceptance. And, you know, Kiara wants her father to see her her drag as a legitimate art form and to be proud of her. And, like, that's all we want is for our parents to be accept us and be proud of us and understand us so you don't feel like you're the, you know, black sheep, you know?
Yeah, we all just want to be validated and feel included, especially towards the family. Well, I hope that her father watches this show and sees like how young and how fierce and how courageous and how funny and how beautiful she was on the show.
Yeah.
So like, because it took my I don't think my dad has ever seen an episode of Drag Race, but he knows what I do because like there's no escaping it. But yeah, he definitely like had a hard time kind of like having the conversation with me. And so it took Drag Race for me even to kind of just have the confidence to be like, yeah, I'm not, this is part of who I am. Dad, mom, you know, like,
right.
You know, take me for what I am because I got a whole world of fans out there who just want to love me just the same. So get on board, get on the Kiara train.
Get on the Kiara train, honey. Choo choo, chugga chugga, choo choo.
Okay, so it is the time for the main stage, and we have our extra special guest host, Canadian born Mary Walsh. Okay, and so just in case no one knows who Mary Walsh is, like I had no idea who Mary Walsh was. Did you know who Mary Walsh was?
I did not. We had to look her up.
We had to look her up, but we also had Paul wrote us and he said, hi, I'm loving the chop. I'm super excited about Canada's Drag Race. I just wanted to give you some insight into the guest host for the week, Mary Walsh. She's a comedian that Crow created and is one of the stars of a political comedy show called This Hour Has 22 Minutes, which has been on the air since the 90s.
That's so amazing.
So Mary Walsh is a really big deal, especially with her standout character, Marge Dillahunty, a.k.a. Marge Princess Warrior, who dresses up like Xena, the warrior princess, and she goes out and chases politicians, you know, with a microphone.
I love it.
So a lot of Canadians love her and just want to let you know that she's definitely deserves being a guest host and she's well respected. So having so much fun listening, Paul.
Thank you, Paul.
Thanks, Paul.
Yeah, she sealed her deal at hello for me. Like, but we'll talk more about her and the main stage after this break.
Runway time.
And we're back to the chop with Manila and Latrice.
And it's time for the runway. I'm loving these runways on Canada's Drag Race.
Yes, Night of a Thousand Celines.
Ooh, this is gonna be good.
It's gonna be real good because she turns looks like Celine is fashion, darling.
Yeah. Yeah. Even if it's bad fashion.
Even if it's bad. You're tooting or booting it, bitch, one way or another.
I love it. And she is like fully committed to wearing whatever the hell she wants. And I live for it. I feel like she just is like every time she puts on clothes, she's just like her wacky like stage presence like shows up in her clothes when she's like, on the red carpet now.
Yeah.
I love it. And this is fun because like some of the girls come down and they're actually like really projecting Celine vibes.
Yeah.
You know, not just wearing her clothes or an interpretation of her clothes, like, but like giving us a Celine performance. So who are your standouts, Latrice? Like who came down the runway and you were just like, okay, yes.
Gagged me was Priyanka in that wedding dress with the reveal.
Ooh, yes.
That bitch was a she gave me goddess. She bent that corner and I was like, "Woo, yes ma'am." Now, this is a statement. And then she reveals into the Oscar dress or Yeah, was it the Oscar dress?
Awards. Yeah. Canadian award that we will be... Send us the comments, girls. We expected it.
The Icon Awards. The Icon Award. Yes.
Oh, yeah. That was amazing. I was not expecting... With all that beautiful gown, I was not expecting her to, like, rip it away. I just loved it.
It goes back to what I said before. If you got something worth revealing, take it off. If not, leave it on, bitch. But she could take it off. That was worth mm-hmm, it. It was gorgeous.
I loved Jimbo. I thought Jimbo looked just fashion and elevated. And from last week's like paper mache look, I was just really happy to see her just turn that corner and just... You know, she was walking like how Stacey taught her, and I thought Jimbo did fantastic. And then especially with like her Snatch Game performance, I was just really excited when she like turned that corner.
Yeah. And she be shaped. I look at when she turns to the back, I was like, look at Jimbo shape, bitch, got ass, bitch. I don't know.
Padded out.
She padded out body-oddy. Speaking of body-oddy, or the lack thereof, who did not do it for me and could have done it for me, was Lemon. Like, the dress could have been beautiful. You're going to have that silhouette there. Let me just go and also say how I'm grateful for Brooklyn, because as I was thinking it, Brooklyn was saying it. She was actually there to give her some valid critique and say, girl, if you're going to do this, you're going to need a little hip, a little cinched waist, a little titty. Why don't they want to wear titties? Why y'all don't want to wear titties?
I'm not wearing titties right now, but that's just because I'm being lazy and I'm not being judged by the harshest judges in Drag Race history. You got a full panel of Michelle Visages up there. So, yeah, I don't know. Like, I thought that was... And then the hair... It just seemed so like, that one was, and also like she went and bought like the $24.99 version of the Heart of the Ocean, and she should have made her own, like have it be like, if you're gonna wear such a simple dress and you're going to show it off by wearing like the biggest, not the commemorative replica, you know, not the one with, you know. No. And definitely not the $24.99 version that you can buy
off of
silver
Home Shopping Network. Off the Home QVC.
I wish that it was just like a full like, you medallion. Know, like a medallion. That would have like made me at least like forget that she's literally wearing like four yards of stretch navy like Lycra. No. Mm-mm.
Sad.
That was choppable, honey.
Yeah, you're going to need to have some shape, honey. Some shape.
Well, they also had Boa came out with the fringe, and the judges were saying that they didn't like, that she didn't have that much shape either.
Right.
But I don't mind it. And
if she did some disco turns, honey, that y'all would have gagged, but she didn't.
I saw one kind of turn. But like... I guess it's just because, like, you know, like, as a drag queen, you kind of always have to go, like, it's better to have too much fringe than not enough fringe.
You don't want the bald-headed fringe.
And long fringe ain't cheap. So, it's like, I was seeing that costume, and I was seeing expensive. Like, she had feathers that were sprayed. And she was giving them exactly what... No jokes.
No gimmick.
She didn't pull a fucking old husband out of her vagina. I mean, come on.
I'm going to give her props. Boa props, because I thought she looked gorgeous and I liked the fringe dress. It was a very flapper tease, very period piece, you know, that's what they wore back then. I was here for it. So I think it was lovely. She looked lovely.
Yeah. So. Who else was lovely?
You know, Kira wasn't bad. She was cute.
She had a really beautiful outfit on. It fit her really. It was really a nice replica, and she looked like a fashionable person.
Her hair.
I wish.
No. The hair, that ponytail. No, not very good looking. No, and I'm glad Brooklyn said something about that too, honey. That hair was.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, like, especially because she knew she did poorly, she should have just snatched another wig on the back. Right? Like, because, like, Well, we're going to find out that, like, your runway has absolutely nothing. It can't save you from the bottom.
Clearly.
It won't, at least not in this episode.
No.
But I really liked Rita. Like, I didn't like the outfits at all, but I just, I just like that she went for, like, the oldest version of Celine Dion from, like, 1991 before she was, like, famous, before she, you know, before she became a worldwide phenomenon that she is currently. Right. They gave her like the little bit of the dated, a little moussey, crunchy curl.
I hated that hair so much, but it was in theme. I got it.
And then she was like just being like, she just like went down the stage, like doing those like,
old goofy Celine moves,
goofy Celine Dion moves, which the judges apparently didn't get. But I was like, wait, have you never seen Celine Dion perform?
Like, hello.
I thought that was stand. I hated the looks, but I liked the concept.
I liked the concept and the comedy of it.
You know, I liked that. I liked that Rita. She gave us like a classic icon for Snatch Game, and then she was going to reference the oldest, you know, deepest cut version of Celine Dion.
Yeah.
I just, we just looked up how actually her real age. She ain't even that old.
No. She's only like 33. Like
she's only 33, young. But she's giving us the classics.
She's giving us classics. She looks classic too.
Well, girl, like she says, she's 33 on the show. But when I went on the show, yeah. I also said that I was a little bit younger than I was.
Oh, because, did
hey,
you?
Yeah, so, of course, bitch. Of course.
I'm gonna need to see her ID, please. I want to check it, honey.
Now we have the judges going in on the girls. So Boa's first, and you know the judges are like, "You didn't go there, girl. We needed you to go there. You of all people should have been the girl to go there." Right?
Yeah, and she didn't.
And then on the runway, they just, you know, we said this, like, they didn't think that she had any shape or body, and she was wearing too much fringe.
You do.
They liked Kira's outfit. Definitely not the ponytail. And Mariah, we all knew that her Mariah was bad. Like, it was, like, there wasn't even a way to, like, kind of console her on it. Like, but they did, they do give critiques, like, of how to make it better, even though, like, you know, now it's too late. You can't do anything about it now.
Right. But, like, thanks for the next time. Okay. That is not going to happen. But Rita, they loved her Snatch Game and thought her character was so spot on. Her runway was not the best choice for them, but it was still funny and gimmicky. And she was, like I said, doing her little wacky Celine impersonation. Jimbo, her Joan Rivers was fantastic. Like, she was so in character the entire time, had me laughing. And of course, her runway look was smashing. Like,
mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought that it looked great for, especially because it's not something I was expecting from Jimbo either.
No.
You know, to like have that like fashion edge to her.
Yeah.
Lemons, obviously, her Snatch Game was, like, amazing. This, like, JoJo Siwa girl was hilarious. Like, everyone was cracking up. She had everyone, like, just hilarious. She was giving out so much energy, and she was staying in character the whole time, I think. But the runway left something to be desired, and the dress, girl, it was a fail. Flop.
Fail.
And Priyanka's runway was a sickening, and both of those looks, they loved both of those looks. They were on point. Unfortunately, it was not enough to mask up the big old crap that she did with her Miss Cleo. She didn't see that coming. Everyone knows she fucked up too.
She did that. But our winner was Jimbo. She wins a fabulous 7-day cruise for two, courtesy of Pitbull Events. So is Pitbull going to be on the cruise?
Dale, I guess so.
I was like, word!
We're going to get a whole bunch of listeners writing us saying, like, absolutely not. Pitbull Events is a great Canadian company where we have ships.
Oh, no, I'm sure it's got to be the rapper, right? Pitbull, right?
Pitbull, you think?
It's not.
Listeners, write us at latriceandmanila@gmail.com. I need to know if this is actually Pitbull, the producer, singer, sensation.
Could you imagine? Could you imagine?
I don't know. I'm assuming that all of the things are like Canadian. No, so Canadian, like all the prizes I'm sure. are Canadian. And he, maybe Pitbull's Canadian.
Is Pitbull Canadian?
I thought he was from I thought he was from Canadian or something.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
But, I don't know.
Come on, Pitbull.
The bottom two are, you know, Kiara and Priyanka. So we have our lip sync song, and I'm so happy because it is a Celine Dion song with a Celine Dion runway, and it is I Drove All Night. Girl.
Okay.
Such a good song.
Such a good song.
And Celine Dion is like another like perfect person to lip sync to because Celine Dion does not hold back and she screams and she sings and she like at the full force at all times and just she's so dramatic. So this lip sync, what did you think?
I was living because I was wanting to see what Kiara was going to give, you know? But I thought she did a great job. I thought she was really fighting for it. But Miss Priyanka, honey, first of all, she looked beautiful. I don't know what that hair was that she had on, but it was laid, bitch. Everywhere she tossed it, it followed her. And I was just like, yes, honey, sling it, honey, sling it. Yeah.
It went right back into place.
It went right back into place. And I was
didn't
like,
get caught up in her, in her lip gloss, nothing.
Nothing. So I was living. So ultimately, when it got all said and done, Priyanka wins the lip sync and stays for another week. So we are happy about that. Our little girl, Kiara, is sashaying away.
But she put up a fight this whole season. And
I agree.
A young queen who had only been doing drag for a, like not that long, I thought she did outstanding, and I think that she is like such a young queen. I think that she's going to be like inspiration for a lot of young kids out there who want to like start drag and like do it seriously. I think that she was funny when she had to be funny. Well, except for the last time, she was fashion when she was fashion. She picked up that walk like that, you know, that Stacey taught her last week. Did. I love her. I follow her on Instagram and she puts out these gorgeous pictures and then I'm just like super happy because she's fierce.
So working out, Kiara!
Yes, Kiara! All right, so we do this every single week since last week. We are going to highlight our personal tops and chops of the week. Our favorite and, you know, our least favorite moment from each of these episodes. So let's start with our chops. Latrice, what is your your top? What is your top this week?
Well, obviously, my top thing of the week was the reading challenge. The library is open. Like, that is my shit. You know, there's only a few of us, literally three of us, who's ever won consecutively on their season in All Stars, and I happen to be in that elite group.
Oh!
Of
okay.
Shady Queens. So so that was my top. What was your top?
Speaking of shade, I think my top is the fact that the queens in the workroom are giving like digs to Brooklyn Heights. To her face.
Oh, to her face. That like was Rita so Vaga, good.
When Rita Vaga was like, it's about time a Canadian wins drag race.
I would like Brooklyn. Oh.
And then later on in the episode when the girls are getting ready, they're like, okay, we got to do Celine Dion right because, you know, Brooklyn didn't do a good job.
Oh, my God.
And these shady-ass editors, they leave that shit in there.
They leave it in.
But I love it because it really just shows how much of a sense of humor that Brooklyn has. Because Brooklyn is, like, saying it herself. She's, like, hosting Snatch Game, and she's like, so when you bomb Snatch Game, they make you host it. You know, like, we're all kind of in on the joke. I fucking love it. That was, like, one of my favorite moments because this season is so freaking fun because it is, like, just deep slashes of shade just, like, coming in from every direction.
They're in on the joke, and I love
that. Yes, there is no, like, they're, like, not afraid. They're not afraid. Yeah. And I love that. I love that. What about your chop? What could you do without this episode, darling?
maybe it's going to be an every week thing, but if he says girl one more time to somebody, I don't know what it is, girl. See, I can say girl to you because you're a girl and you my girl. You know what I mean? But girl, it's something about the way, like, okay, I'm going to tell you another thing. Like, even my friends, my circle of friends, like, even if they call me girl, it's like, I have to be Latrice. Like, they don't just call me girl like that. I don't have friends that girl me. And so I don't know. Maybe I'm just not around that type of gay often, like, who thinks they're one of the girls.
Okay, so, like, say I was out of drag and you're out of drag and we're just sitting around and you're, like, by your pool. And I could call you girl?
Yeah, of course, because you're my girl.
Okay, good. I just want to know because I was like, oh, shit, have I called Timothy Wilcox, girl? And
that is not the dilemma. The dilemma is that where it's coming from, like, you're not my girl. You're not a girl. You don't do drag, so you're not a sister. But you feel like you are. So I don't know. I don't know.
I feel like it's part, like, at this point, it's, like, so integrated into the vernacular of the gay culture that it's just, I think it's going to be like on a personal thing. But I do get like the whole like, who are you calling girl when you don't even do drag and you judging me and you telling me how to do my drag?
No, but see, that's the thing. It's the judgy tone when you say girl.
It's the judgy tone. Okay, yeah, yeah. Because you're like, you go girl! Then it's different.
That's different. That's different.
Okay.
It's the... Yeah.
Well, so my chop this week also involves Jeffrey Boyer. I keep pronouncing his name wrong. Boyer as in voyeur. Chapman, because he looks very handsome and I wouldn't mind peeking in on him.
Oh.
But my my chop this week is, who the fuck is styling this man? Because
them pants, girl.
Okay, so first of all, he walks into the workroom and we're like, he's doing his walkthrough and he comes in with this black velvet blouse with these pearls on it, tucked in just in the front, over his belly button like an old man, these like fucking camo pants. Now, I don't know much about fashion, but I do have my opinions. I don't know if it's him picking this stuff out or if it's like, you know, like they just have only a few Canadian-based designers to choose from at the moment. But then his runway look, girl, with the, like, he looks really great, like, on the desk. But when he comes down the runway and you see that his pants are too short. Now, I know that's a style, but, like, stylist, Jeffrey, you know this is a show that's going to have multiple seasons. When you watch back at season one, are you going to look at this pair of pants that are too short for you? Are you going to go, damn, I look good. I was the forefront of fashion. Or are you going to say like, damn, I look like Mike Wazowski going to a job interview at Monsters, Inc.
Wow.
Oh my God, those pants. Those pants. That is my chop this week. And we'll have some...
You're passionate about your chop, too.
Well, okay. So I've finished my drink.
Mine, too. Delicious. It's over. Oh, my goodness. What are you drinking?
Well, actually, I'm drinking... this is a test. I'm working on a flavored vodka right now.
Oh!
And so the distillery has sent me versions of to test.
So you're going to be just sitting there testing and drunk.
I'm assuming you're supposed to, like, you know, sniff it, you know, swirl it in the glass, take it out and spit
wine.
It in a bucket. But
it's
no.
Wine.
So, guys, keep a lookout for my flavored vodka coming out soon. Whenever I,
you're a mess. I love you for that.
But no, I apologize. I'm not meaning to go very hard on these judges. I know these judges are fierce. I'm enjoying watching them. And, you know, like, they're going in on these girls, but these girls are going in on each other, so.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But I know that the fandom is not used to the judges being so harsh.
Welcome to it. They're...
Yes. Well, this is a different country, girl, and we're going to have a different way of judging, and... you know, I mean, I guess it's the Canadian way.
Sorry. Well, thank you all so much for listening to The Chop. We have new episodes every Monday.
Make sure you subscribe now to our show so you can rate and review us on whatever your favorite podcast app is.
You can send us an email and we might read it on the show next week. Mm-hmm. So you can do that at LatriceManila@gmail.com.
And you can follow us at Latrice Royale and at Manila Luzon on our social medias.
And we'll see you next week to find out
who gets the chop.
Bye.
The Chop is not endorsed by World of Wonder, Crave Canada, or any of their subsidiaries.
It is intended for entertainment and information purposes only.
Canada's Drag Race and all names, pictures, and audio clips are registered trademarks and or copyrights of their respective trademark and copyright holders.
Forever Dog.
The Chop is produced by Forever Dog and Moguls of Media.
Mom.
Hosted by Latrice Royale and Manila Luzon.
Produced by Big Dipper.
Mixed and mastered by Will Pitts.
Executive produced by Willem Belli.
Alaska Thunderfuck.
Brett Boehm.
Joe Cilio.
And Alex Ramsey.
Our theme song is The Chop by Manila Luzon and Latrice Royale.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. The show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.